Pritzberger and bloodandfaith.com. I've been honing in on the idea of a exclusively white and Christian nation. And I compare that to the reconquest of Andalusia, the reconquest of Spain, the reconquest of Iberia, in which the invading hordes of Africans and Muslims took over a white and Christian territory. And it took 700 years to drive the Muslim and the African out of Christian Europe. And at the end of that period of time, they also kicked out the Jews, because the Jews had allied with these mass migration movements, this invasion of Iberia, the invasion of Andalusia. And in 1492, the same year that Columbus went to the New World, they kicked out the edict of expulsion of the Jews. There's no such thing as a mutually tolerant, inclusive society. It doesn't exist. You're going to have an African and a Muslim society, or you can have a white and Christian society. You can have a Jewish society like in Israel. They got their divisions there. You can't just bring everybody together and say, you be yourself, you have your identity, you believe in what you believe, and we're going to magically all get along. You can't do that in a marriage. You can't do that in a household. You're going to do that with the nation? You're going to do that with North America? No. What this is we either submit to the invader and we submit to a theocracy of Lucifer. When the President of the United States declares Holy Easter as the day of transgenderism, no, this is we're in a Luciferian theocracy. It's time that the whites, the white and Christian race, rebel against this Luciferian democracy, Luciferian theocracy. Luciferian democracy, whatever. And say, no, we're going to be white. We're going to be Christian. We're going to have a Christian nation. No apologies. This has got to build within us, because this is the only resistance. There is no getting along. It's genocide against the white race. That's what's been going on. And it's expulsion of any Christian theme or Christian culture whatsoever in our formerly Christian lands. We got to fight back. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com.